Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 153, episode 2 of Dirt Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially off the top, fuck the Koch brothers, fuck Fox News, fuck Rush Limbaugh, fuck Ben Shapiro, fuck Tucker Carlson, fuck Fondant.
I still am on the fence about that.
About Fondant?
It's so cute. It's fun. Whatever. It's fine.
It's
Jack.
Cool.
I'm
it
sorry.
Allows. It makes for cool cake sculptures. I just don't like it in my teeth. You're like, please move on. It's Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. My name is Jack O'Brien, aka Mr. Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew Chode Red, aka Mountain Dew Pitch Jack, aka Mountain Dew Zite Out, aka Mountain Dew Sweet Thightening, aka Mountain Dew Frost Zite. And I'm thrilled to be joined by today's special guest co-host, Jamie Loftus!
Aka keep having the same dream about Adam Sandler mailing bras to my house, but the bras are always too big.
What?
I've had that dream 3 times this week.
Jamie, what?
Adam Sandler is Amazon Priming, which I don't even agree with. He's sending bras to me in the mail on Amazon Prime. I open the box. The bra is way too big. What I have no way of contacting Adam Sandler to let him know.
It just says, like, sent courtesy of Adam Sandler? Or does he reach out and be like,
very informal. It's the gift slip. Like, or it's like a dream thing where I just know it's from him, but it's definitely from him.
Right.
Dream
logic.
Bra's never the right size. Yeah.
It's not like a concert man or whatever, opera man. It's opera like man. Actual Adam Sandler. It's not just characters, it's actually Adam Sandler.
It's just the man, Adam Sandler, and if there's any dream analyzers in the listener base, please don't tell me if it means something bad. Do tell me if it means something funny.
On the subject of the difference between dream Adam Sandler, real Adam Sandler, and opera man Adam Sandler, I once saw him at a pool with his kids, and he was, like, doing characters.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, to entertain them. He was doing, I think, his character from, is he in Hotel Transylvania?
Yeah.
I think he like, oh, he was doing,
he would
like
be
Dracula.
Great to have as a dad. What a
oh,
fun
man.
Dad.
Yeah. He seemed like the best dad. Just exactly what you would expect him to be based on the movies.
That is how he wins.
Yes. Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious, the brilliant, the talented Cody Ziegler.
Oh my God. The watch as the crowd, an odd hush rushes over the crowd here at the Daily Zeitgeist Stadium. Thanks for having me back, Falk, guys. Love to be here. I'm hopped up off some coffee. Crazy. I'm ready to rumble.
Woo! Hell yeah.
Ready to rumble. That's the way we like it.
I'm like good to go this morning. I think it's like, do you guys have like, oh, nothing bad has happened today yet? Because we record early enough in the day, you're like,
yeah. I stopped looking at my phone in the morning because I didn't want to be sad since the East Coast is 3 hours ahead of us in the torture chamber. So right when we end this recording, I'll check into my pain app and see what's going on in the world
just
today.
Let it wash over you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, I'm going to tell you guys about what you've been missing
like,
out on.
Going to ruin your day.
It's like bad news that makes me feel that there's like different types of bad news. And today has been full of bad news that has made me feel like maybe slightly more reassured about the future. Mm. Slightly. A little bit. No. Very, very low bar. Anyways, we'll talk about why Trump's House of Cards may be crumbling. We'll talk about the $300 million that the Trump administration took from the CDC, put it towards the HHS to pay Dennis Quaid and CeCe Winans to tell people to fight despair. That's what they're calling it.
Oh,
rather than
that,
fighting coronavirus, you got to fight the despair around the coronavirus.
I thought you were possibly referencing Dennis Quaid's podcast, which is, I think, maybe the most cursed piece of media on the market today.
Oh,
and
boy.
That's a competitive market. If you want to hear some of the freakiest shit in the world, the Denisons podcast.
The Denisons?
The Denisons?
I don't know. That sounds extremely not cursed to me. That sounds like the perfect idea for a podcast.
The Denisons, he got Dr. Fauci, the Denisons.
Oh, wow.
He got Dr. Fauci.
I think that might be part of this propaganda campaign to get people to feel okay about a $300 million propaganda campaign to get people to, it's not fighting coronavirus, it's fighting people's bad feelings about the coronavirus.
It's a good vibe check.
Yeah, vibe check.
Celebrities,
like, $300 million vibe check.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Nice, a nine-figure vibe check.
Yeah.
Ugh, nightmare.
And then we'll do some like brain bleach news rundown.
Oh yeah, bleach about, my frontal lobe, baby. I need it.
Yeah.
I mean, I recommend the Denisons.
You know, I'm gonna actually go check it out. I gotta check out this Denison, see what he's talking about over here.
Yeah. We'll talk about the NBA bubble, what's going on in there. We are now to the finals. We'll talk about the Great British Baking Show. We'll talk about Pen 15, Korean soft drinks, David Attenborough, and the social network. All of that, plenty more. But first,
what a randomized list.
No, seriously.
Action packed, baby.
Just stuff that I was using to distract myself from our impending doom. But first, Cody, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
I recently found out about Sad Lamp, so I searched what an actual Sad Lamp was. The I believe it was seasonal affect disorder lamp. Apparently, it's like a lamp that you buy during the winter months that's like recreates the color temperature of the sunlight and makes you less sad. My first thought was that since we only have 1.5 seasons in LA, it may not make that much sense for me to buy one. It's pretty, you know, sunny outside. But then again, it has been overcast with that nice, you know, Blade Runner tone. So, like, maybe I do actually need to invest into a Sad Lamp.
I wonder if there's a weather service that gives weather forecasts based on, like, dystopian movie landscape. Because, like, I definitely had, like, a Denis Villeneuve, like, vibe for a week there. I was like, that's... It's not
a very classy vibe.
Yeah, it's not full original Blade Runner, but like a lot of his movies like that are set in the future have like this sort of grayish, like orangish sky.
Orangey blue. It kind of looks like a movie poster.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Listening to a lot of synth, talking to Siri a lot, just trying to get into that that post-apocalyptic cyberpunk mindset.
Yeah.
I used to have a little light therapy lamp, but it was when I lived somewhere where there was winter, and I don't know if it did anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back. So I lived when I went to like undergrad, I lived in like the mountains, and we definitely had winter for like 4 to 6 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I remember is that I would have very cozy sleeps at night. Like I don't remember being sad. I just remember having very nice, like frost-induced like comas I'd go into right. when I'd go to sleep at night.
It's nice. You're just like, oh, I just feel like I'm in the house from Misery all the time. Yeah.
The coziest, most heartwarming movie.
It's nice to have someone looking after you, you know?
Yeah, taking care That's of you.
Right. Yeah.
Looking after all belongings in the house to make sure you don't move them even remotely out of
She doesn't want you to get cold. She wants you to stay in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Ellen.
Talk about a good, like, and if you're thinking of movie characters that were good with like COVID and staying inside,
yeah.
Misery is right up there.
Yeah, she'll hobble you so you can't go outside. Perfect.
Yeah exactly. Just the excuse really I need to take it easy for a couple seasons.
The lady from Misery would for sure have like Dr. Fauci panties that like freaky boomer moms are getting.
You know what? I would say that I think there's a 50-50 coin toss between that and her being full QAnon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
QAnon,
yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. I could see either of those because her undying affection for the Stephen King proxy in that is like very similar to the way that I feel like the Q people feel about Trump, except for the fact that like she was not forgiving of his missteps. She was like, I'm going to take this into my own hands, which would be great if.
I mean,
Q
talk about a girl boss.
Yeah. Hashtag girl boss.
Jamie, are you able to talk at all? Speaking of QAnon, are you able to talk at all about the story you're working on? Or is that a exclusive?
It's still kind of in the early stages, but it's basically just like, talking about public vehicles in our area have been seen with QAnon stickers. And it's just I'm in the process of figuring out all the W's, all of those. I don't know. It's fucking like I feel like everyone's learning curve for QAnon has really had to ramp up the past month or so, where I figured out my aunt is like she's been posting bizarre shit. And I was like, ooh. Oh, it's QAnon stuff. Like she's like, I remember she posted to Facebook, JP Morgan sunk the Titanic. I'm like, that's a Mad Lib. But that's a QAnon thing. It's
Truly just conspiracy Mad Libs.
Truly, yeah.
What the fuck is happening with the Titanic right now? Because like there's also it's really having a moment right now. because there's also like stories about maybe it wasn't iceberg, it was like some glitch that fucked with the navigation system or something.
People need to like rely
the Northern Lights.
I love Titanic. The myth, the movie, everything. But people need to chill. Like, it's like, who at this point, who does care?
You think in many ways how Kubrick faked the moon landing, you think Cameron faked the Titanic?
Yo, that was a thing.
Can't be a coincidence.
That was in the early 2010s, early teens of this decade, there were a lot of young people on the internet who were just finding out that the Titanic was based on a true story. They're like, wait, what? That is.
You love to see
it.
Oh,
boy. Yeah, I love that.
I found out recently that a singer I like is Titanic nepotism. Like, some of her ancestors, I mean, she's like from a rich family because every successful person is, right? But she, she's like Titanic, like her family became really prominent when her like great, 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 great uncle sunk on the Titanic. She's Titanic nepotism. You can still ride that out.
Yeah, you know what? You know, cash those checks, do what you can do. It's all a hustle. Like, I respect the game.
Right.
Yeah, King Princess, great music, Titanic nepotism.
King Princess is her name.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah. Love to see it.
Yeah. At least she's not like trying to hide any sort of nepotism with her name.
No, she's like, I'm Titanic nepotism. It is what it is.
Cody, what is what's something you think is overrated?
All right, so I'm going to have a theme this week, so bear with me. But all overrated is the SodaStream. I have gotten a DrinkMate, which is, I think, the woker version of the SodaStream. I'm now a hashtag Fizzgang, hashtag Bubble Boy. And I have been absolutely carbonating every single thing that's in my fridge. We got, of course, water. Everyone's done that. We got lemonade. We got strawberry lemonade. We got orange juice, peach mango orange juice. And literally, after we finish this recording, I'm going to walk to the 7-Eleven at the end of the street. And then I'm going to buy two Gatorades and come back and carbonate those bad boys. So, like, I am absolutely on one. I am out here for the fizz. I'm out here dying for the bubbles. And honestly, like, I mean, I don't know if I can show. Oh, wait, here. So, like, now my room is just filled with these CO2 canisters because it's the coolest part of the house is in my room, and I'm afraid they're going to explode in the kitchen because it gets hot in here. So, like,
yeah. You're also ready for a party in rural Tennessee.
Yeah. We're going to do some whippets in the parking lot. Get real weird.
So you're
saying, I want to know what carbonated Gatorade tastes like. That sounds like it could be really good.
Oh, follow my Twitter. You'll be up to date, Jamie. Don't worry. I'll be live tweeting it.
So SodaStream is the thing that's overrated?
I think I think I read they had some weird political ties, and like like if I'm gonna spend a bunch of dumb money on something that puts bubbles in my drink, I gotta do with the wokest version I could possibly do it. Mm-hmm. Which was the DrinkMate.
What is what's something that you've learned from, like, is lemonade really good? Carbonated.
You want me to break it down for you, King? Okay, I'll say
please.
Honestly, right now, ever out of all the dumb things that I've carbonated, my favorite so far has been peach orange mango juice.
Wow.
Two taps, less than 1 second. Bzz, bzz, let the carbonation come out. It's the best thing I've had. It's incredible. It'll change your life.
That sounds really good.
It's good. I'm telling you. I'm the Pied Piper coming in with my carbonated drinks. I'm leading everyone to the promised land. Follow me, King.
What is something you think is underrated?
Oh, I'm glad you asked again. Following my theme of liquids, Thai iced tea. The Thai iced tea has done so much for the culture. Mm-hmm. Once again, I'm showing people the videos. I've been going down on this bad boy. I don't know if you guys know this. I don't know why you would, but like, I don't drink caffeine that much. I can't handle it. My system can't handle it. So like, when I take when I get even a little bit of it, like, I'm absolutely wired. And I've had 3 cups of this today, so like, I am absolutely on one right now. Like, my heart's beating out of my chest.
You're on one through ten.
Yeah, I feel so hyper. It's a drink that I don't think gets a lot of recognition in the tea game or in the coffee adjacent game. Also a big fan of the Thai iced coffee. I hit up, I live in K-Town, and I hit up the California market yesterday, and I finally found some Thai tea, and I'm like, all right, this is my jam. I'm getting in there. So anyone out there looking for a good sweet tea that's not like Southern sweet tea, I cannot stress enough how good the Thai iced tea is, folks. It's being slept on.
Is it the orange one that has like the cream at the top that like slowly drizzles down?
Yeah, it looks good. Oh, it's got a cool bottle. It'll change your life.
And I've done iced coffee before. I've never tried the iced tea.
Oh, you got to get in there. Jamie, I'm telling you, it'll change your life.
Have you carbonated it yet?
You know what? I think that's one of those situations where man has the power, but maybe not necessarily he should. It's like it's just a Jurassic Park thing where, like, I don't know if I can handle that. Yeah.
Yeah. You thought about how you could. It's only Monday, though. Necessarily. Yeah.
Come back to me on Friday. Maybe I've done it.
Friday, you're going to have Jeff Goldblum lecturing you about it.
Yeah.
Didn't think about if you should, Zig.
What
is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
You know what? Ending on my theme of liquids, I don't think you have to shake well before drinking.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, think about that. Like, honestly, how many times have you bought a sweet tea or a lemonade and, like, you've shaken it well before drinking? Or do you go straight to the dome? I always personally go straight to the dome. I don't know what the shake would necessarily do. Like, even on this bottle of iced tea that I just shoved in your faces, it says shake. I didn't shake, baby. I went straight to cup.
Living I'm also very cup. Pro, like, even if it's like mixing stuff around, I like to have stuff at the bottom of the cup. If there's some stuff at the bottom of the cup or the bottle, it doesn't bother me. It's
it adds
bonus.
A little bit of character.
You like a little sediment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like especially in like iced coffee sediment used to be like I was heavy into iced coffee sediment.
And then you let it dry out, and then you light the bottom of the bottle, and it like smokes up, right? And then
you... Hell yeah. Yeah.
We've all been there, right?
Yeah. I mean, out of all the toxic things I put in my body, an unshaken lemonade can't be the worst thing. It's probably the best, to be honest.
Right.
I've actually started shaking. I never grew up shaking milk, and now I shake milk before I pour any type of milk. Mm-hmm. And that has made the milk creamier.
What kind of milk we mess with over there?
I was going to say, it depends on the milk.
Yeah, we got 2%. We got almond milk. We got, you know, it's a real crapshoot depending on who's doing the buying. But we drink a lot of milk with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old in the household.
Yeah,
and
makes sense. I've been a Silk boy the past couple of months.
Yeah, I like Silk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a bunch of... I have like stuff left over from my apocalypse kit that I made at the beginning of quarantine. Yeah. So I still have a ton of almond milk. I have like all this hydrogen peroxide. I'm just like, what the fuck was I going to use this for?
When I bought my apocalypse kit, literally the only thing I bought was just a big knife. A big knife with like a thing that you can start fires with. Like I made a whole Amazon list and I only made one purchase. That was it.
Yeah. To prepare for the apocalypse, you just watch Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
that's
I got it.
That's fun. I wonder what people have left from their like March apocalypse kits. Mine's pretty depressing.
We had a big like jug of water that was like leaking all over all of our other stuff the whole time. So we just have like a bunch of waterlogged shit. but it's just interesting that we're talking about carbonating things because one of the most tasty looking beverages on this list is a carbonated yogurt beverage.
Ooh, I've heard of this. Is this like the a Saudi Arabian thing?
This is actually Korean. Have you ever had the like little yogurt drinks that you can get at like Korean groceries?
Like Activia, yeah. Like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Activia has kind of right. Yeah, that's what people associate it with now because it was like the first kind of mainstream thing to the market in the United States. But yeah, there's some. It's basically like a very popular children's drink in Korea, and I've always, you know, my mother-in-law will buy a bunch of it for our kids, and I will drink all of them. They come in like little tiny bottles.
What are they called?
They're called yogurt drink.
I'll add that to the list.
Yeah.
I'll do some research.
So apparently I just discovered they come in larger sizes that are carbonated, which I'm just, my mind is blown.
I'll add that to the list, my man.
Super producer Anna Hosni is saying that carbonated yogurt is popular in Iran as well.
Yeah. Okay. I think this might be one of those situations where America is just uniquely head up its own ass.
Yeah, we're too busy with Coca-Cola, not the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. we only like our carbonated beverages if they can dissolve a human jawbone in overnight.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. And over the weekend, a couple stories. So tonight is the debate. We're not going to do a big, long debate preview here other than you can look forward to just dread, just like hot dread.
I'm still trying to figure out if I want to watch live or if I just want to like catch up later. I'm like, I don't know if I have.
I'll see the gifs on Twitter. Like, I don't need to choke that down in real time.
Yeah, I feel like I just am not up to it at this time. Yeah.
I'll see people making the same 3 or 4 jokes, and I'll like them, and then like, all right, that's what I can gather that happened in the debate.
Did you guys watch the Hillary Clinton Donald Trump debates?
Oh yeah, that was frightening.
That was rough, man.
It's so, I've been having all these like 2016 flashbacks of like this time 4 years ago. Yeah, I like went with friends to a bar. Like we made a night of it. It felt, man, we were 500 years younger at that time.
Yeah, it seems like so much simpler. Like I would love to just have Donald Trump hovering over Hillary Clinton bizarrely. Like how I would love to go back to those days as opposed to like watching him and like Joe Biden's brains bleed out in real time.
Yeah.
So I'm so stressed about it.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to the next time it'll be interesting to compare photographs of me before and after the debate, because I feel like it's going to be like comparing presidential like Obama before inauguration.
Yeah, everything's great. You get a full beard over the course of the debate.
Just start looking like Andre Iguodala. I don't know. That's a Miami Heat reference for all the sportos out there. But for some reason, two of their players just look like they're shipwrecked. All of a sudden, it's kind of awesome. They just like we're like, yeah, we're not even looking in a mirror.
Yeah, we're here because we're talented players, not because we look fantastic.
Yeah. But so we'll be covering that at some point in the future, the debate. But some news broke over the weekend about Trump's tax returns. So the New York Times did a deep dive, revealed a bunch of just wild shit. many of his signature businesses, including his golf courses, report losing just absurd amounts of money, just so much money. Just like, he is very bad at business would be like the top line takeaway.
I just wish that they had to like provide an itemized list of what they're like. We lost $1 billion in golf balls. Like,
well, there are some itemized things that, you know, first of all, it should be noted that this is all their version of events, right? Like when you're filing your taxes, this is like your account of what happened to you financially that year. Mm-hmm. So we don't have that much insight, but we do have itemized deductions like $70,000 in hairstyling for Donald Trump in particular for a television. There's apparently, so like when The Apprentice came out and he, like the marketing for him kicked into high gear and like people stopped associating him with like going bankrupt all the time. Like that guy who is famous for constantly
notoriously bad businessman.
Yeah, notoriously bad businessman, and started like associating him with, you know, middle America, started associating him with being good at business. And not just middle America, a lot of whoever watches TV started associating him with that.
Sure.
He took advantage of that and started borrowing tons and tons of money. and so that money is apparently about to come due, like hundreds of millions of dollars. And that people who have looked at his financial, at his tax documents are like, there's no way he has that money. Like,
That story was, I mean, it's like, God only knows if this will actually result in anything. I feel so dead inside. I'm like, who knows? But it was fucking fascinating to read through this story of just like the length of fuckery. Like the more you, it's so boring going into like the hyper specifics of documents like that. But if you look hard enough, you'll find the funniest shit in the entire world. Yeah.
It really is like the boss baby was like a real life person.
Right.
You're just like, oh, you know, I'll take money and I'll funnel it into this failing stinking ship and I'll funnel it into this. What I love so much about that article is that like, it was so dense and so comprehensive that they had to come up like a top 21 craziest thing that they found.
Yeah, the New York
in
Times
the article.
Right. Yeah. There's they a BuzzFeed listicle inside of it.
Yeah. Here are the greatest hits of capitalism failing. Check these out, baby.
But yeah, like Jamie, to your point, like I feel like we've learned repeatedly, like by this presidency, by this just version of America, to never underestimate his followers' ability to ignore the fuck just the most deflating. Yeah.
I would be really surprised if this I hope it does. I would be surprised, but it's not gonna puncture, reporting is incredible.
It's not gonna puncture like the cult, right? Like they invented a cult to specifically explain away just the most image deflating news about him. But it does seem like it like gets at, and the Democrats are not taking it this way. The Democrats are just taking it as like, it is not fair that he didn't pay enough taxes. Like that probably isn't the thing that's going to resonate the most with
never
underestimate Nancy Pelosi clap.
Yeah. Right. Never underestimate their ability to fumble anything.
Right. But the fact that so we now know because of the New York Times reporting that he inherited like so many millions of dollars, and that he, the thing that he is good at is losing that money. He just like loses it over and over. So he's not the thing. He's not like, if I were a Trump supporter, the thing that I would be like, I would feel very worried about that central, I don't know, like vulnerability that the guy who is our candidate's main thing that he's supposed to be good at, he actually sucks at.
He's actually really good at not being good at it. Like that's the
thing. Like the worst.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like it seems like that should
be
a pretty
easy one to run
with.
How many times have we learned this lesson though? It's like, it's such common knowledge. Like this, I mean, seeing the, even the headline alone of like paying income tax in the three figures and then seeing all the comparative
the
stuff that is like
figures.
Like, and then seeing like a teacher pays like $10,000 in income tax and like just how it's but it's like, how many times are we going to be reminded that he's horrible at business and that he has been evading taxes for decades before it, like, when is it going to matter? Is it ever going to matter? I don't know.
Right. I mean, so the thing that his retort when Hillary Clinton was like, you don't pay taxes, that's
right,
not good as an American. He was like, that makes me smart.
I'm a genius.
But, like,
you're a bunch of suckers.
But the people who are like, so people who have as much money as him, whether they earned it or were gifted it by their daddy, were like pay on average, like for the amount of money that he has, they should have paid $400 million.
Jesus Christ.
In combined federal income taxes, if he were just like on average with the top 0.01% of people of like wealth in the nation. So like other people who are obviously, you know, smart enough with their money to have actually earned that much money still pay taxes. Yeah. They still pay like hundreds of millions of dollars of taxes. So he's just, I think, criminally delinquent is the is the appropriate description.
Oh boy, I truly would love to see an itemized list. Like, what's the dumbest thing that they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on? Oh, like, I wouldn't say like magic beans, but like I would not be shocked if it was something adjacent to like glowing rocks that he's like business rocks that he spent, you know, $2.5 million on. You know,
I want like the super breakdown, because it's like, okay, $70,000 in hair, unpack that. Like, yeah, where can we?
And Ivanka gets a lot of money, a lot of write-offs for consulting
fees.
Oh
yeah, I completely glossed over that fact. Yeah, she was getting like she got like what, almost like $800,000 in consulting fees. Yeah. Is that like her deal? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's one of our greatest consultants, one of our great business minds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's also, so a nonpartisan watchdog is filing allegations that the Trump campaign, this version of the Trump campaign, the 2020, like the one that he is actively using to try to win the presidency, was laundering $170 million, mostly to Brad Parscale's businesses, but also $7 million to Trump businesses.
Cool.
Yeah.
That seems bad, right?
That's not good.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah, and also, I feel like it's so flagrant. Like, I don't know. I couldn't think of a more cartoonishly and outwardly evil, corrupt administration if I wanted to. And the crazy thing is, like, every 3 weeks, a new, like, the goalpost is not only moved, but it is enlarged to such a degree that it becomes comical.
Yeah, right.
It's such a weird, like, feeling too, where it's like this time in the election cycle is when these stories are supposed to be dropping.
Yeah, yeah.
Of like these big bombshell, like it's such an organized machine of when these stories drop, because now Biden can talk to him about it tonight, and like who knows how that'll be, and shit like that. Like, if there's such a clear precedent for it, and it feels like there, our hopes are kind of brought up every once in a while to be like, I mean, we've talked about it all the time of like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is going to be the thing.
We got him. We finally got him.
We did it. I mean, yeah. I hope that Biden, you know, uses this like pretty significant leverage well tonight, and at least gets the, because it's, I've saw it like trending, but I didn't, I just hope that this is not the kind of story that just ends up kind of disappearing because everything is wrong, which does, which has been happening.
It makes me feel better mostly because, staging a coup like we've been worried that they're going to do, and you know, ignore election results and just try to take over or, you know, short circuit the democratic process, like that is difficult. That would be very hard to pull off, and would require a lot of you know, coordination, and like,
you're also not supposed to be foreshadowing it from 6 weeks in advance. So, like, he's treating it like it's a new season of fucking Fargo. I'm like,
you don't drop the teaser, then the trailer for the coup. You just do it.
Mr. President, are you going to stage a coup? I cannot tell a lie. Yes, I'm going to. It's like, why didn't you just lie and say that was weird?
Yeah, that's the crazy too. It's like, you lie all the time. Why don't you say, no, never, I would never do that. I love America. Right. And then it's like Beyonce, you drop a midnight release of a coup, you're done.
I mean, I do think his strategy is probably that he wants to sow discord and like get his violent followers and the QAnon people to be like ready to take up arms,
which appears to be working.
Oh yeah, they're gonna start killing. It's gonna be bad. And then Brad Parscale, the aforementioned Brad Parscale, So right around
Jackie
the time
said they're gonna be killing.
Yeah, they're gonna start killing people. I know.
Oh yeah, they're gonna start killing. Oh, it's probably yeah. true. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brian Parscale.
It's such a dark sentence. I didn't even want to complete it, but yeah, I think they are. Like, I don't know. I'm very worried about that.
Yeah.
That his rhetoric is going to cause the number one threat to safety and peace in the country, according to the FBI and white supremacists. Terrorism, like that's
plenty going on in Portland this week. There was a lot going on in LA this weekend as well. It's things are ramping up, so stay safe, everybody. Now, how about this Brad Parscale character?
Yeah, what kind of shenanigans did he get into?
Yeah,
shenanigans. I'm calling shenanigans on this fella. So right around the time that that watchdog report came out, he like holed himself up in his house, with guns and started saying that he was going to kill himself. And so he got like what in LA is called 5150, but, Florida, it has a different,
They got a different one.
They got a different, I think it's called like the Brady Act or something. But basically it's when you can't be trusted to not harm yourself. And so he was taken into psychiatric care. But this dude was like running the Trump campaign a month ago.
I was extremely recently.
Yeah. And then I already saw some stories that were spinning it. Like, did this guy really work for Trump? And like, yeah, like you could just go back 4 weeks and see that he obviously worked for the Trump administration.
Yeah.
I mean, did he really, Zig?
That is true. Yeah, I don't know. I only have a couple articles. Especially
in that tone.
Yeah.
Admit.
Now I'm thinking, like, man, I didn't see that angle he was coming from.
Right. Well, this kind of brings me to something I've wanted to talk about, which is that J.P. Morgan sunk the Titanic. And I think that when you think about it, it really is kind of all connected.
Can you chase that theory down or have you chased that down? Like, do you know what the theory is?
Wait,
well, he was a big fat guy and he got really cold and then he, he ripped a hole in the side of the Titanic.
Yes, I was looking at, because I've just been doing a ton of research for this story and it's makes my head hurt. I'll get it for you.
Okay.
This story has been, I mean, this Brad Parscale story is tricky because it's like, I mean, it's a mental health crisis and that is a very terrifying experience in itself. Being that he appears to be okay, I hope that this is, you know, like that this ends up being like a conscience. Like, I have some things I need to get off my chest about working for the world's worst person. Like, I don't know. I wonder how this will play out.
I mean, when you look at the fact that it was like $170 million, mostly to Brad Parscale's businesses or businesses registered to him, it seems like he is. Like fits the mold of a fall guy very easily.
Oh yeah, and so stamped right on his forehead. Yeah,
right.
Prison stamped right on his forehead.
Just be coming to terms with that. Like, like that. That's a thing that repeatedly happens to Trump.
Yeah, that's another thing that I've sort of. I mean, enjoyed it maybe too light of a word, but like watching each new rube that he circles through every. Let's say three to six months, there's a new guy that's going that you see them like, oh, this person is going to go to prison for Trump. And like they never see it coming until like the last minute.
Yep. But anyways, hopefully he's okay.
Shout out to a King Brad. We hope you're doing good.
I was like, he's very low on the list of people I give a fuck if he's okay.
Yeah.
It
was nice that the police showed up to his house while he was armed and, inebriated and didn't shoot him. That was kind of them.
Yeah. Wow. That's kind of crazy they did that, too. I can't believe they did that. I don't know what happened.
It's kind of not what they're known for doing. I have an update on J.P. Morgan QAnon.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Needed to clarify it. So it's a very QAnon in a way.
You checked with J.P. Morgan sources? with the spokesperson.
Yeah, I'm Titanic nepotism, so I just reached out. Okay, so the theory is, so J.P. Morgan, I guess, was supposed to be on the Titanic, but then canceled his ticket at the last minute. Three of J.P. Morgan's rivals, just other rich guys, Jacob Astor, Isidore Strauss, Grand something to King Princess, and Benjamin Guggenheim were on the ship. So the theory is J.P. Morgan had the had 2,000 people killed to kill three rich guys, even though everything there, most of these rich guys bought their ticket after J.P. Morgan had canceled. So it actually makes no sense.
And they're probably also all part of the same weird rich guy Illuminati, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's just old timey Illuminati. But the comment section on this explainer page is really fun because it's just like Doug says, "Yes, this is all true."
The maritime from Doug?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The maritime scheme goes deep. Do your research because this was like a debunking page. Anyways, a disaster, a mess.
Do your damn research.
Yeah.
I mean, he said what he said.
Yeah, the Q thing. We have a podcast coming called Q Clearance that is going to look into who Q actually is. But there is a episode of Reply All that just came out that poses a theory as to like who is in control of the account and also just looks at the overall phenomenon. One of the things they're pointing out is that like this is nobody's first conspiracy theory. It's like people who believed in. Who are like 9/11 truthers? I think they
flat earthers is a big group of people who migrated. Yeah,
it's the heroine of conspiracy theories. It's like the thing you work your way up to.
The big leagues.
Yeah, the big leagues. The goods. You know what I'm saying? really good. No, heroin is bad for you. That is our official policy.
Good take.
Yeah. I say the brave
thing. Solid, an evergreen take.
Yeah.
An evergreen take.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more.
Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. And we talked about some really important things while we were gone. But Twilight, for instance.
Yeah. Got my little Edward Cullen wig right nearby. Yes. Ready to cosplay at a moment's notice. Yeah.
Really briefly, I want to talk about a new propaganda campaign.
Let's go.
That the Trump administration has spent $300 million on. They took that money from the CDC budget, because what does the CDC need money for right now during a global pandemic, and put it to HHS, Health and Human Services. And the campaign is to defeat the coronavirus. I'm sorry, that's defeat despair about the coronavirus. My bad. Much better, much better. They're paying celebrities to talk about how the coronavirus shouldn't
sad. Oh, I can't believe Quaid took the check. This is such a peak, like, I mean, this is just peak Trump administration thing to do. Instead of investing in finding a solution, it's like, let's reinvest that money in marketing to make it seem like things are fine when they're not.
The one thing that he did make money on over the past 15 years was his branding, like putting the Trump name towards things. Like, he's good at that. That's the one thing he's good at. And this is another example of that. He's not going to actually do the thing that brings value to Americans of fighting the pandemic. He's just going to brand his pandemic response as the greatest pandemic response in the world with the help of the dad from Parent Trap.
I just can't get over, like, but this has been such a weirdly big year for Dennis Quaid, and I just can't make sense of it. He's like really having a moment right now. He like married a 26-year-old. Him and Sean Penn both. Do you know Sean Penn married Val Kilmer's daughter? Sorry, this is just like...
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, no.
Dennis Quaid married
her when she was like zero.
Yeah.
That's so gross. They were both like huge celebrities when she was born, presumably.
Oh, that's so bizarre.
Yeah.
I will say this seems like... you know, instead of like, you know, taking the ejection, like it seems like he's just handing out Trump branded lollipops to like the sick kids instead of like taking the actual medicine.
You don't need that shot. Just
take this lollipop.
Yeah.
So what does this campaign like consist of? Like, where does the $300 million go?
So there's going to be Quaid is going to talk to, I think, Fauci.
On the Denisance.
Yeah. I think that's right. I think that's part of it because, and then
CDC money going into the Denisons. Wow.
Yes. Now it's part of big podcasts. Who would have thought?
Why is every celebrity podcast, the Denisons, if you listen to it, it sounds like it was recorded in a hallway. Like, you're just like, why can celebrities not get like a decent Zoom mic?
Right. Well, it's because they are just throwing this together. They don't need a decent Zoom mic to collect the paycheck.
Yeah, this is like on their list of important things. This is like number 27, maybe.
Right.
And it's taxpayer money. We should just keep $300 million in taxpayer dollars, none of which came from the president. But
so Quaid's going to talk to Fauci.
Yeah. We have a recording artist named CC Winans who... is going to speak to another like government official, Dr. Oz, Garth Brooks.
My boy Dr. Oz is in Garth Brooks. What?
Oh, you know
These are some heavy hitters.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, okay.
And yeah, they're just, the idea is to talk about how, like, there's nothing to fear but fear itself.
They got Garth Brooks. Did they get Chris Gaines?
Yeah, what's his take on all this?
That is the question.
I wonder what Chris Gaines' politics are.
Gaines is like a little more moody about the whole thing. But
yeah. Gaines is actually super woke, but Garth Brooks is the one you got to look out for.
Oh, it's the best Jekyll Hyde battle. of this century.
I cannot wait to know what their bullet points are to what they define as despair and what their platform is to, like, then defeat it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, when this news hit and Dennis Quaid was called out for his participation, he responded with a Instagram post that lashed out at the cancel culture media.
No.
It was titled "No Good Deed Goes Unpoliticized."
Hey,
yeah, who would have thought that a PSA directly ordered by the president to be rushed out before an election would get politicized?
I wonder if Dennis Quaid tweeted that from one of his yachts. Maybe that was like, maybe he, like, he was like having his chef was making him some like beef tartare. He's like, guys, I just want to like unplug for a little bit. Now I got to deal with this PSA. Like, I'm just trying to do a good deed, talk to my boy Dr. Fauci, and now, like, I don't have to realize, with, like, oh, yeah, I'm taking blood money from Trump. I'm pretty sure he voted for Trump anyway. Like,
Yeah. After the 2016 election, he told paparazzi that he thinks everything's going to be better.
So. And Dennis Quaid is also, he's the brother of the crazier Quaid, right? Like, of Randy Quaid?
He's Randy Quaid's brother, yeah. There's the Quaids are complicated. Also, his son, I'm sorry, I know so much about nepotism. It's my area of expertise.
Mm-hmm. Isn't his son like a successful comic actor?
His son is the star of The Boys.
Oh, wow. I like that Quaid too. I like Jack Quaid too.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a good one.
I wonder, I hope that Jack Quaid is sitting down with Dennis and giving him some talk, because I want to believe the best in Meg Ryan's son. He's like double nepotism.
Oh, right. Wow. A twofer.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Meg and Dennis had broken up. That's where I'm at.
You
hate to see it.
Yeah.
You really
He's now married to someone his son's age. So big year for Dennis.
Yeah.
This is just government money going to Dennis Quaid is just like, all right, I'm done. That's a wrap.
All right. Let's do a quick Brain Bleach news rundown. Talk about things that are happening that are, I think, mostly, you know, sealed off from the political, just global hellscape we're all existing in.
Mm-hmm.
Two that are actually like sealed off is what's happening in the NBA bubble. Actually, three right off the bat that are happening in actual literal bubbles. LeBron James made it to the finals and is just went completely off. is so good at basketball, so good at being a famous person. You know, on this show, we've been raving about, like, Damian Lillard was in the bubble, like, making these shots that he was, like, shooting from half court and just, like, draining it like it was no big deal. And it was, like, sort of this next level thing. And then we started doing the same thing about Jamal Murray, who's another young guy who is, like, making just shots that you've never seen people make before. But LeBron, you know, old man LeBron just came through and defeated both of those teams.
Yeah.
And
so as someone who does not watch that many sports, I can always tell sort of what's happening by what type of memes I'm seeing on my timeline on Twitter. So yeah. I guess accurately that LeBron James done something impressive, because there's a lot of pictures of him without his shoes on next to pictures of Thanos with like a koofy So like I saw a lot of that, so I figured he did something very impressive over the weekend, but like I didn't have enough context clues to know what exactly he did do.
And it's really interesting. Go ahead.
Much the same. I'm like, something good happened tonight. People are smiling.
Yeah.
So the Lakers are back in the finals. LeBron in the closeout game, when they won, they got to the finals, he just took the team on his shoulders and like started playing like it was, I think, like almost the best basketball he's ever played, like for a quarter and a half there, which is incredible, because this is the time period when like the other greatest of all time were either slowing way down or retired already. Yeah.
Damn.
And this is somebody who was like brain damagingly famous when he was 15 years old. Like the, like Nike and Adidas. I always talk about this, but it's still like worth repeating that when he was a kid in high school, Nike and Adidas were taking up billboards around his hometown that were aimed only at him, trying to get him to sign with them.
Like, that's crazy.
What happens to your brain when...
Yeah. And he's like just done exactly what people, like the very highest high hopes that anybody could have had for him, he has succeeded. Like, and opened schools and like done like... Other than one like kind of misstep when he was talking about China, has been pretty pretty great politically.
I'm glad that it's. I don't follow sports, but it did make me just feel secondhand good over the weekend. I'm like, oh, people are happy about something.
Yeah,
I don't really
it's
understand
nice seeing,
what it is.
Yeah, it's nice seeing joy. The rare spots of joy on the timeline.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, exactly. There are still people who despise him for reasons that I don't get it, but they like, I was posting or just like retweeting something about how good he is, people were like, that's bullshit, he's like Jordan, so like they just, it can't, you can't compliment him without it being like perceived as like an insult to Michael Jordan.
Well, Jackie,
like,
you have to understand, you can't hold space for two people at the same time, like you can't enjoy
two
popular sports.
Yeah, there can
two
only be one.
Two completely different games separated by decades.
Yeah.
And like, I love Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was like my absolute fucking hero when I was a kid. But like,
we were there for The Last Dance.
I know.
Yeah.
We were there.
I realized as I was watching The Last Dance, I realized that like, I had not watched a single Bulls game as a kid. I just liked the idea of Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
I realized I've never watched a basketball game as a kid, but I still loved Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You saw him take down the those aliens in
Space
Jam, right?
He saved the Earth, man.
Yeah. And then the other thing, on the other side in the East, Miami made it to the finals after destroying the evil Celtics. and as I mentioned, I love Andre Iguodala and Solomon Hill both just looking like they're shipwrecked. And then their one of their best players, Jimmy Butler, started a coffee chain out of his hotel room.
Oh, hell yeah.
where he's selling coffee for $20 a cup to people who just apparently the coffee stores like in the hotels where they're all staying had to be shut down for
that's
quarantine.
So funny. So that's like an elementary school business.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like just
big face so coffee. And then another one of their best players, another one of their starters, was not drafted into the NBA when he came out of college 3 years ago. And like somebody from The Ringer was like, yeah, this dude just like reached out to me out of the blue and was like, hey, I'm looking for like internships. Could you like, because I don't think my career is going to keep going. And now he's playing in the finals and like putting in like big minutes. So across the pond, another bubble has formed around the Great British Baking Show. The whole season is being filmed and produced inside a bubble.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good for them.
Yeah.
I've heard so many like production horror stories already with stuff starting back up that I like that they're like, you know, we as a nation value the Great Baking Show and we're gonna do what it takes.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch this?
I've never watched it. No, I know that I would love it, but I need to finish every episode of Girlfriends before I can watch something else. And there's 900 seasons.
Yeah, I also did not watch the show, but again, it's one of those shows where I see memes on the timeline every now and then. So like, it seems like maybe because we've been in a hellscape for the past 4 years, so there's been a dearth of like just wholesome content. And it seems like this is one of those shows that like fills that void of like, it's wholesome. It's nice. People are, I'm assuming, generally pretty nice to one another. It's not like, you know, Gordon Ramsay's like ripping someone a new asshole every episode. Like, that's not why you come to see. That's not why you come to necessarily watch the Great British Bake Off. And also, it's like I made a couple of texts where people will just like talk about how much they love the show and how soothing it is. It seems almost like it's their version of like a Xanax is like the watch yeah. two or three episodes yeah. of the Great British Baking Show.
Yeah.
There's, I wonder, like, I have a few shows that I know are like very just good and like mm-hmm. wholesome and pure that I just haven't watched because I'm saving them for yeah. like when the shit really hits the fan. Right. That's why
for
I'm
when
saving.
Trump wins the 2020 election.
No! Like... I am doing that with Pen 15 season 2 because I love that show so dearly and yeah. I'm like I think I just feel like I'm gonna need it.
Yeah, I just started Pen 15. Like I've only done like half of the first episode, but when Maya Erskine does her Ace Ventura impression, like I have never laughed so hard and felt like such a, like I for like 30 seconds I forgot that the world was on fire.
They're yeah. both so good, but Maya's performance is I think my favorite comedic performance of all time. Mm-hmm. I'm like I have to stand up while I'm watching it because I like think it's so fucking funny that yeah, I just like I pace around and like just like scream laugh.
I love how well they are able to truly capture what was like being in middle school and like how yeah. serious yeah. everything was. Like in that first episode when she's like, Jeremy's a bitch, and she's like, oh my god, did you I don't think I can date Jeremy anymore because Dylan said that he's a bitch. Like, right. like yeah. just how that would like how that piece of electricity would like just crackle through everyone and yeah. be like, oh my yeah. god, did you hear that Dylan called Jeremy a bitch?
And the other kid, so it's them as like people in their like 20s or 30s like playing middle school kids, but then the middle school kids are really good too.
Yeah, like, child actors are really. I'm like, if I were a child happening? Actor, I would not be able to play it straight at all.
Why are child actors so good all the time?
I know
I
where
don't
they
understand.
Come from.
I know
it's very strange.
They famously, I was like, I didn't see a good except for Haley Joel Osment, of course, but that's like king level.
Yeah,
it's god tier.
Yeah, him and, I think him and Dakota Fanning, right? Those were like the two.
Yeah,
the two best the ones.
God. Yeah. They were the god tier of our generation. I love Haley Joel Osment. I hope he's doing well.
Yeah. I think he is. What he's in some show.
He was in The Boys.
In everything. He was in The Boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
He and Billy Zane, two of my favorite character actors, will show up on random shows, sometimes playing themselves. And yeah. they seem to be okay with it. And I'm okay with it too.
Yeah.
Did you guys both watch The Boys?
I did the first season. I've only seen the first episode of the second season. This is my thing. I'm a binge boy, #binge boy, #bubble boy. So like I'm gonna wait till every episode is out and then I wanna tear through it. Like I hate being like I understand why they do it from a marketing standpoint, but like I wanna watch everything back to back.
Watching stuff week to week is no longer a lifestyle that works for me. Because I've been watching the NXIVM documentary and I get truly like angry when I can't watch. I'm like, this is not how I'm supposed to feel.
Yeah, I've seen the first four episodes and I was watching. Oh great, I can't wait to watch this deconstruction of like crazy whiteness. And I was talking so much shit the first three episodes, and then the fourth episode comes and you're like, oh my god, a black lady's doing this, and I was completely devastated. So like I haven't returned back to it. So I talked so much shit to all my friends about how look at these crazy white people, and then the calls were coming from inside the house the entire time.
No one is immune to yeah. volleyball guy. Like it's yeah. so it's the thing the, it's so horrifying, right? But my sticking points on it, the silliest thing to me is the husband named Nippy. Yeah. His name is Nippy, and he's like in charge of like the MRA wing
yeah.
of the cult. And then you're like, but we like him. But he's cool.
Yeah, he's like a toxic Hank Hill. Like he has the energy of like yes. he feels like he would earnestly say, I'm gonna kick your ass, and like I think he would actually mean it.
I just it's very upsetting content and I don't mm-hmm. want to belittle it. But every time that you hear like a phone call of like, I can't believe I have to tell Nippy about all this, I'm like, I can't deal with this. I can't need to watch something else. Not Nippy.
Not Nippy. Please no. I haven't made the HBO Max like just the investment of 3 minutes that it would take to figure out, like, because I do have HBO, so I know I can like get
you
in
so
there.
Watch most of this stuff.
Yeah, and
I need HBO
don't.
Max to like open its arms to the Roku crowd.
Yeah, yeah. I need it to just work. Like, I would love to be able to watch more than 6 minutes of any TV show or movie and not have it just freeze for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm watching it on my boyfriend's PS4. It's dehumanizing.
Yeah, what are we, animals?
Yeah.
I was mentioning up top that the Takeout did a rundown of Korean soft drinks, but if you guys aren't already fans, the only thing I would say is the yogurt drinks are great. Banana milk is something that...
Ooh, banana milk is good.
Yeah, I'd never had that, but that looks incredible.
I have a question for you, Jack. I'm looking at this list as well, and I've just come across Sac Sac, and it looks fantastic. It's like a little tiny can, looking at like 8 ounces. It's got like an orange in it. Have you tried that? Have you tried the Sac Sac?
No, that was like number one on my list of things that I need to try immediately. Mm. Yeah. They say if you're past the novice level of Korean beverage aisle browsing, then you will be into Sac Sac.
Yeah, I think I'm ready to take that plunge.
Yeah.
I've got so much to learn.
Yeah. And if it's not carbonated, baby, it can be. Don't worry.
And then finally, I did want to, you know, I think everybody's been on the edge of their seat wondering what the news story about the movie The Social Network was going to be.
I was like, how it...
what the news... Yeah.
Was it Aaron Sorkin's little freaky comment about it, or what was it?
No, it's just somebody pointed out that they got his wardrobe like eerily exactly right. Like every piece of clothing that Jesse Eisenberg wears in the movie is something that like Mark Zuckerberg like.
I resent this news item.
I just like it because it's a real like we're watching you type thing to just one person who is. Like the we're watching you king. that made me happy.
There was like a brief flash of Aaron Sorkin trending a couple days ago, and it was because he's just like I understand that he's like a good writer in some cases.
Yeah.
But like he can be a really good writer, but he just was like, in 2020, here's how I would write the election.
I saw that.
It would be at the peak of the, and then Trump's loyal standby people would turn their back and say, enough is enough, Mr. Trump, I'm done. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, what are you doing?
He's a very talented writer in some occasions, but also he phenomenally cannot read the room. And I think that's his main superpower, is like not being able to read the room as like someone who is not who wrote the West Wing for a million seasons.
Right. I mean, it's like I wouldn't give up Studio 60 for anything. So I'm glad he's here. I enjoy his good work, and I also enjoy his bad work. So I don't know.
He contains multitudes.
He's so annoying. It's I just am like I could beat him in a fight.
You can beat his ass. I believe you. I got your back, Jamie.
I've been doing the Jane Fonda workout for 6 months. I'm fucking ready.
The level of dissonance and just like lack of self-awareness that it took to like have that whole series be about like an SNL clone and then just assume he could write SNL sketches.
I don't need help.
I got this. Yeah. We got it. Don't worry.
I love it. Hubris gone right.
Yes, exactly. Zig, it's been a pleasure having you.
Thanks for having me back.
Zeitgeist.
Always love coming on the show.
Where can people find you and follow you?
You can find me on all them social media platforms at Yay for Zig. I'll be out here. Keep your finger on the pulse if you want to learn about what's it like on my new carbonation voyage. I'll be tweeting a lot about it. Don't worry, guys. I will be having a review of this carbonated Gatorade coming soon. So keep your fingers on the pulse, folks.
One assignment that this is like very end stage of this experiment, but take a bath in like carbonated bath water.
Oh boy, my skin will be flourishing.
Yes.
I was supposed to say, what would happen?
And is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, this is a tweet that I saw the other day. It's from Kelgore, K-E-L-G-O-R-E, Trout. And it says simply, men be treating their bed sheets like a damn cast iron pan. And it's very true.
So gross. Jamie, where can people find you and follow you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
You can find me on social media, Twitter at Jamie Loftus Help, Instagram at Jamie Cries Superstar. There's an episode of a show I wrote airing on Sci-Fi this weekend. The show is Magical Girl Friendship Squad. It's on at midnight. You should watch it. It's a really fun show.
I'm excited to watch that. It looks really fun.
It's I've only seen the first episode, so I'm excited. And I play the villain too.
Oh, hell yeah.
On this episode. So watch that. My tweet is kind of depressing. I don't know why I chose this tweet, but it is a statement of fact. I think just as a way to demonstrate how little people care when rich people don't pay their taxes. It's from Tad Pearl, and it's, hey, remember when the Panama Papers were released and they showed how basically every wealthy person on the planet was avoiding taxes by offshoring their money and nothing was done about it except the reporter who broke the story was murdered by a car bomb? Which brought me to my favorite, by Jamie's little nepotism fact, which is that Phoebe Waller-Bridge's father is named in the Panama Papers.
Oh, ho, ho.
Whoa.
Cracking this thing wide open.
Even talented people are nepotism. It's just a fact.
So frustrating.
That's my takeaway from the Panama Papers.
Tweet I've been enjoying. DVD at DVD Playa tweeted, "Beautiful girls, nothing. Sean Kingston, I will kill myself." you can find me on Twitter, Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes.
Footnotes. Where we link off to the information we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Super producer Anna Hosnier has suggested the song "Cut 'Em In" by Anderson .Paak and Rick Ross. Shout out to super producer Anna Hosnier, always bringing the fire music recommendation when Miles is out. That is going to do it for today's episode. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for this morning. We'll be back this afternoon to tell you what's trending. We'll talk to you all day. Bye.
Bye.
Wait. Jugging on the main stage. Fucking up the mainframe. Loosen up your face, baby. Sometimes I need a vacation. Meditate, hydrate, protect my energy before engagement.
Grew up having nothing, you're labeled impatient. But once the boss made it, you're labeled amazing. Meticulous with words, such a force of nature. Boss. I don't wanna seem absurd, but that boy's a gangster. Focusing on me, way from Tel Aviv. Barbados with the hustle, pockets LIDs. Distinctive destinations, all I wanna see.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.